The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. Last one here tonight after the Celtics beat the Spurs 137-93. And first game this season here in Boston between these two teams. So it gave Derek White a chance to meet up with some old friends.
Yeah.
I believe this was the second time he's probably played them. They played them in San Antonio earlier this year. And Greg Popovich, great pregame interview with us in there. Talked about White, who he clearly loves.
Yeah.
And, you know, his stars from those championship years that he mentioned, Manu, Ginobili, Duncan, and Kawhi as well. Probably his favorite players ever. But White's got to be right up there with him because he talked a lot about how special this guy is. Defensively, making plays, improving the little things of his game, like shooting and pick and roll. But the most important thing he emphasized is that White belongs, and we always hear this with White, that confidence factor.
Yeah.
Celtics talked a lot about the other night. Tonight he comes out, shoots 7 for 11, another night where he's third in scoring on the team with 19. And we're starting to see him, and I wrote this yesterday on CLNSmedia.com, become that shoo-in, I think. He needs to be the guy who gets the most minutes among those guards every single night because that's the level he's played at this year.
CLNS Media's Celtics coverage is brought to you by FanDuel. Sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more on America's number one sportsbook.
Yeah, I mean, he gives you that balance on both ends of the floor. I mean, you can mix and match him coming off the bench or as a starter, which is the route I prefer, especially when you think about the way the season has gone. But when you look at who he's been since before the All-Star break or after the All-Star break, has carried on. I mean, it's tremendous. The strides that he's made, his confidence level is through the roof. And for Popovich to not only co-sign, but sort of paint a picture as to who he was in San Antonio, I thought was interesting as well. Someone that just didn't feel like he belonged. Obviously, the underdog story, one of the ultimate underdog stories when you think about who he is as a career and how he got to this level. But just having to remind him, or the way Popovich put it, you know, having to remind him that he belonged and that he would constantly do that over and over again, you know, really does paint a picture as to who Derek White was before he came into Boston and obviously putting together, you know, the best season of his career for a Celtics team that's thriving to become a champion. I think it's huge. And obviously it shows that his confidence isn't going to be waning anytime soon.
Yeah. And starting helps having playmakers around him who set him up, including Smart.
Yeah.
Joe was sure to emphasize that tonight. That he's setting up White a lot of the time and these guys are looking for him. That's all important. And he's had a great shooting year too, which I think is the cherry on top, 38%
Definitely.
From three. He's hitting those consistently now, which is crucial for the playoffs. Looking back on that trade though, just about a year and a month probably, Josh Richardson, Romeo Langford, who we saw here tonight, first rounder last year that I think became Malachi Branham, and then a 2028 pick swap that at the time we debated it because the Celtics were a middling team last year and we didn't know if they were going to go into the lottery or rise above, and they ultimately did the latter. But it looked like they could have been putting their future at risk with that trade. Now you look at where the Spurs are and where the Celtics are. I know it's years out from that, but that 2028 pick might not even convey. So this trade now we're looking at, and John still won't do an apology camp.
No, he's very stubborn about this. I think he's waiting for like a cold streak to say, like, see, I told you, Derek White's not that good.
This is a slam dunk. This trade was an absolute home run. And Brian Barrett tweeted out, now plus 628 plus minus since he's been here, 72 wins in 101 games.
I was going to say, this is 100 plus games that we're talking about, significant sample size. And I think it's just a sign of things to come, especially in the postseason. I mean, who Derek White has been for this team, you know, the way Malcolm Brogdon put it, confidence means so much in the NBA, and this is the kind of example that you could put forth for guys coming in or coming up in the league who aren't getting playing time, who are in a similar situation to maybe what Derek White was going through early on in his career. I mean, this is sort of the end goal in terms of what Popovich talked about, in the sense of he always works hard and just tries to be better every single day, putting forth the effort. I mean, all that is exactly, this is the end result of all that. And I think when guys are trying to get him involved, or you saw a lot of that throughout the beginning of the regular season, it was because this wasn't an easy transition for Derek White, you know, in the beginning, right? Coming from San Antonio to join a team that's in the middle of a deep playoff run or about to go on that deep playoff run, but he certainly found his footing throughout the entire season. And now we're seeing him in a light that, you know, everyone's enjoying this. When he's smiling with the guys and everyone's trying to, you know, get him going, he's there now. He's solidified. And for Malcolm Brogdon to say what he said, and for everyone who's been gushing over him, especially his former head coach, I mean, it speaks to who Derek White is right now as a player.
Here's what Popovich had to say about Derek White before the game.
You know, Derek's a really special case of someone over time figuring out that he belongs, basically. You know, he started out in a small college situation, obviously, and matriculated to a Division I school, and then we got him. And in development, he was just outstanding. He spent a lot of time before and after practices, and you know, summer leagues, and learning how to play. You know, he had the size, you can see, you know, he had the size at that position to do it. And the immediate thing that you could see was that he had an instinctive nose for the game. He understood how to play. Most NBA players don't know how to play. He did. And he added skill development on top of that. You know, he's been working a lot on his shot, ball handling, pick and roll, those sorts of things. And he just got better and better because he put so much time in. And then it was just a matter of convincing him that he did belong, so that his confidence would grow. And you've seen that continue, you know, in his time here in Boston. So this special young man.
And I think we'll see White start the rest of the way now. After
it's the move.
A bunch of great performances this season. I think that's one of the stories of the year is Derek White's performance and ascension to starter. And a great trade looking back on it. Maybe better than the Horford one.
Maybe. I don't know. The jury's still out, though, because he's been tremendous as well.
All right. Well, that's it for us here. The Garden Report, Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning. I'll be down in Washington for Celtics Wizards, so stay tuned for
DC's
coverage
a good
down
time.
There.
That's going to be fun.
And, of course, check out all the post-game interviews, CLNS Media, Celtics All Access, and a lot of Derek White stuff going up at clnsmedia.com from this week. We'll see you down in Washington.